Yeah, all right, guys. How we doing? All right. Rick, you want to start us off?
Well, Mike, you're still obviously giving up more points than you'd like to, but in terms of, I want to ask you about the corners. You know, last week, McLean returned, Hargraves moved back inside. Vernon had had two really good games, including one, you know, where he played outside against Carolina. Is he still not one of your top two corners in on your team right now?
Well, I think that Vernon did a very nice job in the game the last two games. One playing outside and one playing inside, and I think it gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of how we want to try to match it up during the game. I think he's got really good skills when he plays inside. He's done a really nice job. And we've been spending most of the time in practice getting him as many reps as we can at the nickel position. So I think it gives us flexibility. And there's times that we might want him to be back outside, and there's going to be times that we feel like it's where we need to have him play inside, determined by the match.
You still think his long-term future, though, is probably on the outside?
I can't say that. I think it's going to be a problem for us because he definitely has had more production inside than he had outside. And then when he went back outside, he had a good game. So in those two games in that segment of the season that he played inside and outside, I thought he probably played his best two games. And so hopefully he's feeling that we have a good understanding of what we need to do, whether we're lined up inside or outside.
Mike, to be comfortable putting him inside, does that also speak to your confidence in the other options outside, whether it's Mike Smith
corner.
Ryan Smith or McLean, just your confidence in those guys who don't handle every down roles outside?
Well, I thought Ryan Smith played extremely well outside. Mike Smith played terrible, called a bad game too. That gives us some flexibility in terms of going out and letting Ryan play at the outside position. And I believe he had he was in on eight tackles in the game. So he was a very active player in that game last week. And I thought that Vern did a nice job when he was at the corner position.
There was a lot of optimism, obviously, in training camp. There was talk of playoffs, Super Bowl, all that, a lot of hype around this team. Where do you think this things turned maybe for the wrong direction? Or did guys get caught up in all that too much?
I can't speak for anybody but myself. I think we've been a very inconsistent defense, and it showed up in the game last week. There was a 15-play stretch in the two-minute drill right before the half, and then the first two series of the second half where we looked like Ned in the first-grade reader. I mean, we didn't slow them down. And then other times in the ball game, we did a nice job. So I think, again, it comes back to us being an inconsistent group. You can't put your finger on it. We're trying, believe me. We're trying to figure that out. And we've got to get it figured out, because you can't go out there and play good football for a portion of the game and then go out and lay an egg for 15 consecutive snaps.
Does this team have more holes than you guys anticipated, maybe?
Guys, this time of the year, every team has got issues. We've played half the season. The great thing is we get eight more opportunities to go out and see what we can do. The guys have played hard for the most part. I think we've coached hard for the most part, but we're just not getting it done.
Mike, we've talked a lot in this room about miscommunication, bad angles to the football, poor tackling. But from your vantage point, when you look at the film, especially during this losing streak, is the effort, overall effort, where it needs to be?
Not on a consistent basis. We're not doing anything consistently. We're not calling a good game consistently. We're not executing. We all have ownership of this, and it's across the board. I can tell you there's times that I've made bad calls. There's been times that we haven't run to the football. There's been times that at the point of attack we're soft. It's just not good football. And you guys see it. We see it. You guys are veteran people that watch football, and it's not very pretty. When it's not pretty all the time, it can be ugly.
Coach, in hindsight,
you could go back, do you wish maybe training camp might have been a little bit more physical? I know that Dirk's goal was to get into the season as healthy as possible. There wasn't a lot of goal line, live tackling drills, things like that, like we've seen in the past. Is that just the way of the NFL moving forward?
It is. You can't go out and hit these, you know, hit these guys in practice. You know, you try to drill them in terms of their ability to tackle, take the right angles, but it's hard. You can't go out and try to wear them out in the preseason. You know, and then once you get into the season, the rules dictate how much you can practice in pads. And as you guys know, we're getting pretty close to where we're not going to even be able to do that as we get past the 12th week.
Justin Evans came into this year, as, you know, some questions about his tackling. I know that Dirk and you guys mentioned it when he was drafted. He had the one missed tackle against Kamara on the screen pass in that game, I think in the third quarter, but overall, have you been surprised at how well he's tackled this year? Do you think he's been pretty solid?
I think he's done a nice job in his tackling. He wasn't the only one that missed a tackle on that play. You guys watch the tape. That was not a pretty football play in terms of defensive fits, scheme, and everything. In terms of Justin, I think Justin's done a nice job tackling. When you're a free safety, you've got to be a sure tackler, and I think he's learning how to do that. He's learning how to set the right angles, setting them early enough where that if he has to make an adjustment, he can make an adjustment coming out of the middle of the field.
Even with all the struggles, Levante David continues to grade out as one of the top linebackers in the league. What has made him tick this season? What makes him so special?
I said earlier in the season, I think that he's a lot healthier. I know he missed some time with an ankle this year, but he has a great understanding of what we're trying to get done. Levante works probably as hard as anybody, not only on the field, but off the field. He's a warrior. He's done some nice things. You see it translate on game day. You know, we talk about taking the ball off of people, and he's done a great job creating the turnovers, the way he tackles and attacks the football.
Is he in that top tier of linebackers?
I believe he is. Statistically, him individually, you've got to say that. Is he playing on a very good defense right now statistically? No.
Mike, on the other side of that, while he's flourishing, Quan seems to be struggling a bit since he came back. What's going on with Quan Alexander?
Well, I think Quan is really – this is going to be his third game, so it's early for him. He missed a lot of time in the preseason, missed preseason games, basically played 15, 16 snaps in the first game and then was out for another, I think, four or five weeks. So I think he's made some splash plays. We've just got to be more consistent. Quan's got to be more consistent, like we all have to be. I don't want to point the finger at any one guy because we all are part of this issue that we're having right now. There's no doubt about it.
Mike, when you look at Josh McCown, I don't know how many times you faced him or on how many different teams, but him and Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, have combined to play for 15 different teams.
Wow.
I mean, what do you make of guys like those two that – you know, are still valued and still produce sometimes when called upon?
Well, I think, one, they have great football intelligence. They've got to, because when you're the backup quarterback, you don't get reps. But when you're called upon having to go in and play, everybody's expecting to play like the starter. And that takes a special mentality. It really does. I see it in Fitz and Count. I've had an opportunity to play against them, a couple times. And They're both very smart players, and they can take what's being said in the meeting out onto the field and execute it. And I think that's the thing that backup quarterbacks have to be able to do. They've got to be able to do it with limited snaps on a weekly basis.
Is McCown kind of a freakish athlete for his age?
He is. You don't sleep on him in terms of whether you think he can still run or not. He can. You've seen that in the tape. Numerous times he can extend plays, and he can extend them not only to run, but he can extend it to pass. It's not like he's just going to take off. He's going to extend it and still be able to get the ball down the field. Been very impressed with him.
How scary was Sunday seeing Will Golston go down and kind of not knowing what the situation was?
Anytime you got a guy injured and they don't get up, you're deeply concerned. We're great to have the people that we have at NFL games to make sure that guys are going to get the best treatment that they possibly can get. Will got that. You know, he's able to fly back with us. He was in the building. I got to see his face this morning. That was good, sitting in meetings. So, but it is scary when a guy doesn't get up. You know, we all know it's part of the game, though.
The threat, Mike, is Safarian Jenkins in a Jet uniform, and does he look like he's living up to his potential?
He's doing a nice job catching the football. They've done a nice job getting, you know, creating ways to get the ball to him. You know, he's more of a U tight end. When I say a U tight end, more a guy that they're going to put on the move, spread him out, look for mismatches.
Is he a tough matchup, Mike?
He is. He's a bit, you know, he's a big, strong guy that can body up. If he's on a safety, he can body up. He's got an advantage there. And, you know, there's some linebackers in this league that would be hard-pressed to match up to him size-wise as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.